Continuing with our understanding and being ma'ayin into tefillah, Birchas HaTorah, we just completed the Yom Tov of Shavuos. We just passed the Yom Tov of Shavuos, a time that there was Matan Torah. Torah is given every day, but the initial giving of Shavuos, the Torah, the Yom Tov that represents Torah. Someone knocked on my door the night before Shavuos. Mashuloch, he was collecting, and I gave him a check, and he says, "Here, I have something for you, more valuable." He didn't, before he looked at the check, which might not have been that big, but before he even looked at the check, he says, "I'm going to give you something worth much more. This is what I'm giving you for Yom Tov." And he gave me a sefer, a Belza sefer, and I opened it up on Shavuos by night, the first night, and I found the Meridei Gipshat here from Yibsacha Doiv Mibels. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful of what Kabbalah Sateri is and what Tefillah is. I'd like to share it. The Pasuk in Shmois, Kapitel Yutes, Pasuk Ches says, Vayanu Kolom Yachtov, and all of the nation, Klal Yisrael, answered together, Vayemu Kolom Shadibur Hashem Nase, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we will do. Vayoshev Moshe as Divrei Ha'om El Hashem, and Moshe returned the words of the nations to Hashem. The Belzer Rebbe quotes the Targum Yerushalmi. The Targum Yerushalmi says, these are the words, V'choza Moshe, they're going on the end of the Pasuk, V'choza Moshe Yospis Gome Amo B'tzloi Kodem Hashem, and Moshe returned the words of the nation B'tzloi with tefillah Kedem Hashem, to Hashem, in front of Hashem. Effective Belzer Rebbe. Why is, where, from, why, he says, Neymar, why, and from where? Where did Targum Yerushalmi get this? To say that, but Tzloi, the Pasuk doesn't say Tzloi, with Tfila. Moshe Rabbeinu returned the words of the nation, but Tzloi, with Tfila. Tzloi is the Lashon of Tzlusa, which is the Lashon of Tfila. Pasuk doesn't say that. Vayoshev Moshe is Divrei Amel Hashem, that's what the Pasuk says. Where did he get this from? In fact, the Belzer Rebbe, what Shaykh has this tefillah have to do with this? It's not tefillah. This is accepting Kabbalah Torah. He explains from the Torah first. The Torah in Erech Chaim, Simen Tov Reish Yutel says, the Belei Al Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, by night, Lifnei Tefillas Kol Nidrei, before the tefillah of Kol Nidrei, Moitzi Shliach Tzibur Sefer Torah V'Oichza B'Cheka. The Shliach Tzibur takes out the Sefer Torah from the Oren Kodesh. He takes it out and he grasps it in his lap. He holds it. He clutches it. V'Kosu HaPoiskim. He says, look in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Matar Fai, the Pri Yetz Chaim. Sheesh noyagim. There are those that have the minug. Pasha metziim as a sefer Torah from Aron HaKodesh lechavkom ulanashkom. When they take out the sefer Torah from Aron HaKodesh, to hug it and to kiss it. Shemevakshim mechilo slicha min haTorah, that they are mevakesh, they request to be mechilo and slicha from the Torah HaKodesh. Al shepogmu b'kfoide b'choy yomayis hashanah, that they were poigim, they sullied the covet of the Torah, they didn't follow the Torah, they didn't keep the mitzvah saseh, they were oibelois saseh's. U'makablum gam al lahabo, and they also make a kabbalah on the future. Lishmur tihid u'lekayim is kol ha-Torah, to be mekayim the entire Torah mehayoyim b'holah, from today and forward. Zokt the Belzer Rebbe. He heard regarding the Choyzen Melublin, that the Choyzen Melublin loy noakach, did not have this minog. Ubaleil Yom Kippurim, Kasha Hichzik as a Sefer HaTorah B'Yodov HaKadosha, when he clutched the Sefer HaTorah HaKadosha B'Yodov, when the Sefer Torah was in his hands, V'chivkoi V'nishkoi U'payis as a Torah, he hugged it and kissed it and was mefayis it, he appeased it, he said he was sorry. Amen B'loshen Kotshoi Chalila. However, Chalila Einonu Mekabon Leinu Klum. So he was mefayis it. He apologized. I didn't mean to do it. Mevakshim mechila slicha. But he didn't say mekabum gam alahabo. Chas v'sholom to say such a thing. He says chas v'chalila. Rakanu mespalim l'Hashem yizbarach. Rather, we dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom. Sheyazer lanu, that he should help us. Shenuchal akayim es haTorah, that we should be able to be mekayim the Torah. Should dive into, not be mekabel that we're going to do it. V'yei shloimah, atam bozeh, shaloyah tzareh rav HaKadosh HaRav Lind lasis kiderach ha'olam l'kabal lo v'kayim es haTorah mikan labo. What is the reason that the Chayizim Melublin did not want to be accept upon it, to take this minog of being mekabal on the future lishmer l'kayim es kol haTorah mayim v'olam? And he says, and he used such a strong lashon, ain't onu makabel malenu klum. We're not makabel on ourselves anything. The answer is mishum dim yakabel alav kach b'shor shemachzik a sefer Torah biyodei. If one will be makabel on himself at the time and the machzik, when you're holding the sefer Torah in his hands, yesh lachosh to have like makabel alav benikitas chayfetz. It's as if he was makabel a shvu on himself, a kabbalah with a nikitas chayfetz, clutching a chayfetz, having a shvu chamura, because that is a shvu chamura, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. He says ulachein leirotz lekabel as mekach from chashash the shvu shav. He's scared chas v'shalom a person will not be able to keep to this and will chas v'shalom be over and will not keep it kol tarikul mehayim b'hala, and therefore it will be a shvu shav. It's a shvu he's saying. He's makabel gam malabo lishmo al kach kol tarikul. He says it's a shua shav, and that's why he didn't do it. Chalila. Ulafiza yesh lefarish hakavana v'targim Yerushalmi. With this, we can understand the kavana of the targim Yerushalmi of the chaza Moshe yos pesgame amar b'tzloi. He says the kan kishamu bnei Yisrael kol hashadibur Hashem nase. Klal Yisrael said kol hashadibur Hashem, anything, everything that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says nase we will do. They were standing at that time by Eskabal Torah. Kach Shash Moshe Rabbeinu Baram Nase beEskabal Torah Shadik Kabbalosim Kineder Keshu Mekitas Chayfetz VeYevayu LeKeshu As Shav Chas V'Shalom. Sha'ain Shechom Ma'id. The reason why Klal Yisrael is saying didn't just say Nase we will do, but rather Davin. Because the Lokach Heishel Hashem Yisbarach Has Divyam Bitzloi Kolayma Shekibaltem Shal Bnei Yisrael Bam Nase Hoyse Vayfin Shal Tfilu Bakosh Meis Hashem Yisbarach Sheyazel Lahem Sheyuchlu Nase Lahem Is Kol Atayra Veis Paulu Yehi Ravo Shekol Shedibar Hashem Nase Umavakshim Him Siat Dishmaya Sheyisku Ochi In the Kain Is Kol Hamitzvah Hoyse Vayfin Ze Lekach Shoshe Shekabalosam Hikishvu Menikitas Chayfetz. Zokt the Belzer Rebbe. The Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that Klal Yisrael said Nase v'chol neshadiv Hashem Nase. Moshe Rabbeinu told Rabbeinu Shalom that they were saying was a tefillah. They were davening to Rabbeinu Shalom, saying as Rabbeinu Shalom, we need siyata d'shmaya, we need help, we want to be mekayim the kol ha'tayr kulam ayyem b'hala. That is our desire. We ask mechila and slicha for what we did the past year. We request to please help us. We want to keep the Torah, but he didn't want to say be mekayim that the Klal Yisrael nase, we will for sure be mekayim it, because chas v'shalom Klal Yisrael du chatom, it would have been a shua shav v'nechitas chayfet, which is a shua chamur, and they would have been over, and therefore we shouldn't do it. That's what he says. That's the pshat here. Vayoshev Moshe es om divrei omel Hashem. He says that's the pshat. B'tzloi, with tefillah. A person, the point that we have to know is that the point of the Torah, the world is B'shul Reishis, B'shul Reishis, B'shul HaTorah. B'shul Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael learning the Torah Akadeshah. But we have to know that to learn the Torah, to keep the Torah, to mekabel the Torah, we need the Rebbeinu Shalom's help. Tefillah. We have to daven when you're making a bracha. Part of it, when we talk about it, when we get more technical into the brachas of Birchas HaTorah, as some say, part of it is certainly a tefillah. Maharev knows it's a tzeinu, it's a tefillah, it's a begether tefillah. We want to learn the Torah to be able to keep the Torah, but we have to daven for it. It doesn't just come. Vilein Megillas Rusan Shuas is an interesting pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayoicha boyes vayoshes vayetav libay vayavar lishkav b'ktei harama." Boaz ate and drank, and his heart was glad, merry. He went to lie down at the end of the grain pile. Naomi told her daughter-in-law Ruth to go down to the threshing floor, but not to make herself known to Boaz until he finished eating and drinking. And then the pasuk tells us, you should know, that Boaz's heart was he was merry. He was happy. Vayetev liboy. What is the pasuk telling us? Why does the pasuk tell us that his heart was merry after eating and drinking? Do we care? What's the point? What's the purpose? What is going on here? Rashi says, it means, Vayitav Liboy means, and his heart was merry. What does it mean? That he learned Torah. As we state in Rashi. It says in the Medrash Rab and Rus, why was Boaz happy? He was happy because he recited Birchas HaMazon on the food he had eaten. A second interpretation the Medrash says is that Boaz ate different types of sweets after the meal. For doing so, eating these sweets enhances the voice of Torah. When a person Torah is supposed to be preferably with a coil, with sound, with your voice. You're supposed to prepare, you're supposed to say out the words of Torah, and enhance the voice of Torah study. Another pshat is that Boaz engaged in Torah study during the course of his meal, as it says in Tehillim, "Toivli Torah picha me'alfei zov v'chesed." Better for me is a Torah of your mouth and thousands in gold and silver. Another pshat, a fourth pshat, is that Boaz was searching for a wife, as it says in Mishlei, "Motze isha motze toiv." Four pshatim in the Medrash. It says in the Mishnah to Rabbi Elazar. And says in Pasuk Kehel, "V'shasa b'leiv toiv," and drink your wine with a glad heart. We see that drinking wine brings one to a happy heart, and therefore there was no need for the Pasuk to say b'leiv toiv. This is why the Medrash darshens the meaning of these words. He's explaining why is the Medrash come to darshen. There's four different pshatim we have. Why are they dashing these words? He says it's because we don't need to know that. We know if someone drinks wine, his heart is merry. The Marizav says, at this point in Megillas Rus, Boaz had gathered his entire crop to the threshing floor. He felt a keen awareness of all the physical sustenance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had provided for him. Boaz recited Birchas HaMazon with a special appreciation for all of the goodness from Hashem. It says in Targum Yonis and Benazir, Boaz benched the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for accepting his tefillahs and bringing an end to the famine in Eretz Yisrael. There had been a terrible famine in Eretz Yisrael. This was the end of the famine, and Boaz thanked the Rebbeinu Shalom for accepting his tefillahs. It says in the Nechmad Lamara, every Yid is obligated to recite Birchas HaMazon after eating a meal. Why in the world does the Pasuk tell us that the great Tzaddik Boaz recited Birchas HaMazon after eating his meal? Boaz was a Tzaddik. He was a Gadol Hador. You can tell me a Chiddush, you should know. Moshe Rabbeinu benched after he ate. Avraham Avinu benched after he ate. That Pasuk has to tell us that? He explains. Boaz was indeed, he was Taka, a great Tzaddik. When a tzaddik eats, he is eating so that he can perform his avodas Hashem. This causes his eating itself to be avodas Hashem, because his purpose is avodas Hashem. He wants to be able to perform better, that's why he's eating. Then his actual eating becomes avodas Hashem. When a tzaddik eats, it only takes a very small amount of food to be satiated, because the Rebbeinu Shalom causes that food to have much bracha, so that the tzaddik becomes satiated from the small amount. The pasuk is telling us that Boya said birchas hamazon over mizaynoi, his food, explaining his small amount of food, because the Rebbeinu Shalom caused it to be bracha in his food, and he became satiated from it, because his whole purpose of eating was for Avodas Hashem. It says in the Ben Ishchayel, Tafkidim shel ha'koilis v'habrokim b'mamir ha'sinai. What was the purpose of there being thunder and lightning in Mamir ha'sinai? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu descended ha'sinai to give his nation the Torah, the mountain was ablaze with flames reaching the Shemayim. And it was thunder and lightning that was heard from one end of the world to the other. There's a general rule that when there is a koil sound, what does koil mean? Sound? It means that the word is out of koil. There's a koil that Isha did something, there's a koil that something happened. There's a koil that a certain woman is married, then she has a chazaka that she is married and then is assumed to be married. Koil, the koil that she's married, we assume she's married. However, this is only true where there are preparations for chuppah and kedushin in the house of the kala, such as candles being lit and people entering and leaving the house, stating that this woman was nikacha today. So people, oh yeah, of course she was, but just, you know, there has to be, you know, action around it. Zokta ben Ishchayel. With this gemara, we can understand the need for thunder and lightning in Matan Torah. With the giving of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh Klal Yisrael to be his, just as a man is Mekadosh a woman to be his. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be known to the entire world that he was Mekadosh Klal Yisrael. He made lightning similar to the lit candles. He made thunder similar to people leaving the house of the Kala, making a rash, noise, that the woman was Mekadosh. When the nations of the world heard the thunder, they ran to Bilam to ask him what the thunder was. And Bilam answered, today Klal Yisrael became the Kala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that point, because it was a koil, Klal Yisrael became exclusively HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. It says in the Meshiv Nefesh, the sole purpose in a tzaddik eating and drinking is so that he can have the strength to serve his Creator. The pasuk says that Boaz was of a glad heart that day. It was not Shabbos or Yom Tov. Dr. Meshiv Nefesh, since Boaz is a tzaddik, obviously there must have been a special reason for him to be happy on a weekday. As long as he'd be happy on a weekday, it's not Shabbos, not Yom Tov. That is why the Medrash gives different explanations for his happiness on this day. It says in Pirkei Avos, that the Torah to study is good together with derech eretz, with an occupation. For the exertion of both makes sin forgotten. As I state, all Torah study that is not joined with work will season the end and leads to sin. Zok Tehele Geruah Chaim, Chaim Velozhener, quotes a Gemara in Brachas, half of the Yipshat, what he says. The Brach in the Daf Lamed Hei says, Amalu Rav Rabban Ab Matusim Minaychu B'yayme Nisina B'yayme Tishri Lai Sishchazu Kamoi Ki Heichid Lai Sitradu B'mazaneachai Kol HaShasa. Rav would say to his Talmidim, I beg of you that during the days of Nisan and Tishri do not appear before me, so that you will not be preoccupied with your sustenance the entire year. As I state in the Gemara, Rava wanted his Talmidim to go work the fields during these 2 months, the months of Nisan and Tishrei, for they are the best months to work the field. Thereby, by doing that, they would not have to work the field the other 10 months of the year and be able to learn. Chas v'shalom, Zot Reb Chaim, that Rava was suggesting his Talmidim should work for 2 months and not learn Torah during that time. Chas v'shalom. Rather, while they were working, their minds were to be on the Torah HaKadosha, plumbing the depths of the Torah HaKadosha. We see this concept by Boaz, where the Medrash explains that Yitav Litav Libai means that while he was working the land, he learned Torah. Obviously, when one learns it, the Torah with his mind while performing physical labor, his sins are forgotten. The point is, a person can go work. When a person is working, you think, oh, he's working. He's not working. If his mind is on the Torah, he's supposed to always be thinking about Torah. That's our purpose. We said before, a person eats, and the purpose of his eating is to learn Torah, then his eating is avodas Hashem. It becomes part of Torah. The Ruach Chaim says in Ovis, Perek Vav, Shekol Olam Kulei Kedayu, the entire world is worthwhile for his sake alone. Who's his? For one who learned the Torah Akdesha. For one moment, words of Torah would cease from this world. The world would revert back to emptiness and nothingness. Torah is what sustains the entire world. It says in the Mishnah to Rabbi Elazar, "Vayoshes ve'etav liboy she'asak b'Torah." Boy has engaged in Torah study. It says in Bereishis, "Ve'ekcho paslechem v'soadu lipchem." I will fetch a morsel of bread that you may sustain your hearts. Avram Avinu was providing food for the Malachim who came to visit him. Rashi explains, the Pasuk says, Libchem, your hearts, and not Levavachem, your hearts. Libchem means one heart for each of the three Malachim. It will be one base, Libchem. One heart for each of the three malachim. Libchem, you, all of you, each one having one. Levavchem would be two hearts for each person, for each of the malachim. One, each person has two hearts. What's two hearts? The Yetzirah and the Yetzirah. We learn from the lashon of Libchem, of only one heart for each malach, that the malachim only had one Yetzirah, the Yetzirah. The Medrash knows that Boaz was learning Torah because the Pasuk says, Liboy, his heart, and not Levavoy, his heart. Boaz got to this Madrega where he got rid of his Yetzirah. He was like the malachim, Libchem. The malachim only have a Yetzirah. Boaz got to the Madrega, he got rid of the Yetzirah. Kedushin Laflame, the Gemara says, the antidote against the Yetzirah is the study of Torah. Barasi loy Torah ta'avlin. The Barashan Basra Yetzirah, Barasi Torah ta'avlin. Barashan created a Yetzirah and he created an antidote to the Yetzirah, the Torah. Boaz was learning the Torah Kedesha, thereby eradicating the Yetzirah, being left with Liboy, his heart, one heart, only the Yetzirah. The Gemara in Bracha says, "Tafhei lo oilum yarkiz adam yetzirah v'yetzirah." A person must constantly agitate his yetzirah to fight against his yetzirah, as it says in the pasuk, "Rigzu v'al techatov." Pasuk in Tehillim, tremble and sin not. If he vanquishes the Yetzirah, good. If not, he should engage in Torah study, as it says further in the Pasuk, Imru b'levavchem, reflect in your hearts, learn the Torah HaKadosha. Zokte ben Yoyada. How is derived from these words of Imru b'levavchem that one should engage in Torah study to vanquish the Yetzirah? Where do we see that? For I have given you a good teaching, do not forsake my Torah. For one carries merchandise, he needs to fear thieves and robbers. If he has Torah, he has nothing to fear, for that is within his heart and cannot be stolen. The heart is the storage house for one's Torah, for there it is safe. Imru b'levavchem, Dr. Pasuk in Tehillim, Dr. David HaMelech. Reflect in your hearts. One should reflect upon what is in the storage house of his heart. What's in his heart that can never be stolen? The Torah HaKadosha. It says in the Keren LeDavid, Shtikl on Shavuos, quotes a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos called Oisik b'Torah Lishma Zoichel L'Dvarim Harbei. One who engages, whoever engages in Torah study for its own sake merits many things. Why is Torah called Torah and not Chachma or something of the sort? Why is it called Torah? Where did the word Torah come from? The purpose of learning the Torah is to perform what it says to do in the Torah. The Torah is called as such, from a lashon of Hayrah. Torah is Hayrah, to instruct. The Torah tells us how we are to live our lives, instructs us how to perform every part of our life. To merit many good things, one should engage in Torah study, lishma, to follow the meaning of the name of the Torah. You should know that lishma means lishma of the name. Lishma, normally we say lishma means Torah, lishma means for the purpose of learning. Okay, that's correct. He's saying over here, the Kehillat David is saying, Lishma means is for the name of the Torah. Or what is, again, what does the word Torah teach us? Torah, to instruct. The name of the Torah that has to perform what it says in the Torah. It says in the Chinuch, Kol ikon shei Yisrael eini ala Torah, via ikar v'hasibah shenigla Mitzrayim. The ikar of Klal Yisrael is only the Torah, and that is the main reason that we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. The heavens and the earth were only created because of the Torah. The whole world was created because of the Torah. The reason that Klal Yisrael were taken out of Mitzrayim was so that they would be mekabel the Torah and keep the Torah. Now we can understand the meanings of the words of Boaz. The Pasuk tells us about Boaz, and his heart was merry. The Medrash gives a different explanation for these words. Four different pshatim. They all seem to fit together. Boaz was the Gadol Hador. His concern was for Klal Yisrael. He davened that the famine should end and all of Klal Yisrael should have what to eat. He was happy that there was food for Klal Yisrael to eat and that the tefillahs were answered. He was learning the Torah Kedeshah. That's what he was doing. When it's how he eats food, that too is Avodas Hashem. Even if you want to say Parsha Pshat, he was eating. That's Avodas Hashem, that's learning Torah. The Torah dictates each and every part of our lives. The Torah tells us how we should eat and how to bench the Rebbeinu Shlom. Boaz wanted a wife so that there would be more people in the world who would follow the Ratzon Hashem. They're all the same pshat. One pshat. His goal was the Chvayit Shemayim. He wanted to create more Kavod Shemayim. Torah, Torah. It's all about the Torah. Following the Torah. Hayroah is the Torah. But don't forget how we start. The Torah is our lifeline in this world and the world to come. But don't forget how we start. We started off telling us that the Targum says what the Targum tells us. Bitzloi with tefillah. How can we have any concept of Torah? How can we have any milas in Torah? How can we grow in Torah? There's one way that we can grow in Torah. Through tefillah. Of course, Amelis B'Torah. We have to get to Amelis B'Torah. But we can't do it on our own. We have to work on Amelis, but we also have to daven. We have to daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom. But we can't make a shvu that we can do it, because how do we know we can do it? We can't do it without Siyata Dishmaya. We need Siyata Dishmaya. We make a Birchas HaTorah in the morning. We daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom that he should help us. And that we should be takim mekayim the Torah. We should learn the Torah with amelis, with true amelis, do a lishma of the Torah teaching us what to do and how to run our lives.